Optimize your nutrition with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart and Protein Plus. Factor's keto meals can help you lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks. Get started at factormeals.com/factor50off to get 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Weight loss with Factor Keto based on a randomized controlled clinical trial. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone, the neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Lula da Silva won the Brazilian election, beating Bolsonaro by a razor-thin margin. In the main streets of the country, jubilant Lula fans celebrate the return of democracy. Since the election results, however, there's been a wave of protest, civil unrest in the country, perpetrated, they say, by Bolsonaro supporters. Now, for the latest from Brazil, I'm joined by freelance journalist based in Rio de Janeiro, Constance Mallory. Constance, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, it was a very tight margin and there were concerns that Bolsonaro would not concede. And he kind of did initially indirectly and then admitted he would follow the Constitution.
Yes, exactly. A very tight election. Lula won with 50.9% of the vote, just over 2 million votes more than Bolsonaro. And Bolsonaro did not say anything for nearly 48 hours after the election results were announced. It wasn't until Tuesday afternoon that we finally heard from him. He gave a very brief speech at the presidential palace in Brasilia, in which he thanked his voters and said that he would respect the constitution. But he didn't actually explicitly concede. He didn't recognize Lula's victory. He didn't even mention Lula's name. But his speech was then followed by his chief of staff saying that the transition process would go ahead as stipulated in law. And so that began yesterday.
Now, meantime, you had trucks blocking main highways, and these were, as interviewed by international media, identifying themselves as Bolsonaro supporters. What were they trying to do?
Yes, absolutely. So from Sunday evening, just after the election results became clear, truckers started blocking highways and roads across the country, rejecting the results. And this is a consequence of, you know, the discourse that Bolsonaro has held for more than a year now, suggesting that Brazil's electronic voting system is vulnerable to fraud and repeating that he would only not win the election if there had been fraud. And as a result of this, his hardcore supporters, after seeing their candidate lose, took to the streets to reject the results and in some cases even demand a military intervention to avoid Lula coming to power.
Now, Bolsonaro came to power on foot of the conviction of Lula da Silva, which convictions were subsequently set aside, but it enabled Bolsonaro to come to power. We'll talk about what kind of presidency Lula might preside over, but Bolsonaro himself is not without his legal hurdles.
No, absolutely. He, as you say, he won election as a sort of anti-corruption champion, but the fact is that he's not squeaky clean himself. Members of his family face investigations for salary kickback schemes. There was a recent newspaper report that found that the Bolsonaro family had bought hundreds of properties over the last few decades, half of which had been paid for in cash. There's also lots of raised eyebrows over some opaque budgetary methods that Bolsonaro resorted to guarantee support in Congress. So on the anti-corruption front, he's not really everything that he claimed to be. And on top of that, he also faces investigations already in the Supreme Court linked to the deliberate spreading of misinformation. As president right now, he obviously benefits from presidential immunity. But come the 1st of January 2023, when Lula takes over, these investigations will be sent to lower courts and could move forward a lot faster against him.
I don't know how the judicial system works in Brazil. We've seen what happens in the United States, where Donald Trump tried to stack the judiciary at all sorts of levels, at state and federal level, during his time in power, to make sure he'd have a kindly hearing if he ever ended up in court. Is that how it works in Brazil?
To a certain extent, yes. Bolsonaro was able to appoint two Supreme Court justices during his first term due to the retirement of two older ones. And he also appointed an attorney general. He disregarded the normal procedure for appointing the federal attorney general and appointed one who has been extremely lenient towards him. So, yes, we've definitely seen a similar chipping away at the judiciary system, at the democratic checks and balances in Brazil by Bolsonaro.
Will Lula be able to reverse those?
That's sort of the big question. His biggest challenge, aside from the fact that he's, you know, taking over the presidency of an extremely polarized country, is the fact that conservative parties are a majority in Congress. A part of those parties are sort of a traditional part of Brazil's political system, and they tend to side with whoever's in power, but that comes at a cost. And so whether Lula will be able to successfully negotiate with Congress to sort of push forward on every, you know, on his agenda and everything he wants to do, that is an open question right now.
A big part of Lula's platform was saving the environment. Is the rainforest safer now that Lula's in power, or will those who are burning it down and planting it with crops or populating it with cattle, are they going to continue on their merry way?
I think the sense is that the rainforest is safer, as you said. Tackling climate change has been part of Lula's platform, and a big part of the reason the Amazon has been so endangered under Bolsonaro is because he cut funding to federal environmental agencies. He emboldened criminals there who cut down the forest, and that will definitely change under Lula. It's obviously a massive challenge to sort of undo all the destruction that's happened over the past 4 years, but he's made it very clear that his government will, you know, make every effort it can to address that. You know, it's already been announced that he will be attending the COP27 climate summit this month in his capacity as president-elect. And there's clearly a lot of goodwill to try and reverse this destruction in the Amazon.
Constance Malloray in Rio de Janeiro, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.